Well, I asked the Lord, I said, you know what, Lord, tell me what you want me to do. And now he's given me so much, I don't even know where to begin, so I'll let the Spirit just lead. Let's go to Matthew 24. The reason why all this came about, I had this little book, and I was sitting at my table and was studying, but before I started to study, I was pondering something, and I thought back, why is all this stuff so bad? And I know we'll say, well, it's the devil and it's the darkness, but I mean, really ponder that. Because when I sat there and I thought about how dark this world is and how many of the saints of light have gone home, but as I got in here and I began to study, because I was in 1 John, I was in James, but it says, where is all this? Do you see a lot of contention going on? Do you see a lot of jealousy and bitterness and anger and strife and divorces and lust? These things didn't just start in the year of 2026. We're talking, this stuff has been going on since the very Garden of Eden. It was right there, blaming one another. Well, it was their fault. You know why people blame people? We're to be blameless and harmless. People blame people for maybe their shortcomings. They're blaming them because no one wants to take responsibility for his own actions. They want to blame somebody else. Well, if you would have not done that, then this wouldn't happen. That's exactly what happened in the Garden of Eden. But God showed us from the beginning of time, you can blame, you can point your fingers, you can hide away and try not to admit what you've done is wrong, but we need to come out and be open before God. The enemy is coming out. He's coming out in so many ways. And you know, I want you to really think about this before we go into it, because just like the contention, murder, hate, fighting, homosexuals, I remember when it first came out. Did you hear about that when your mom and dad were being raised? Did you hear your mom or dad talk to you about these things? Did they talk to you about how many, there were so many divorces, there was so much, all this lust going on, an adulterous generation? Did they talk about all that continuous? If they did, I never heard it. The only thing was, maybe there was a divorce, maybe there was a little bit of trouble. But let me tell you, there's a reason why this is happening. There's an apostasy going on. They're falling away from truth. And I said, Lord, keep us close to your heart. Keep us there so we know thy word is a lamp to our feet and a light unto our path. It didn't just come out one day. It was come out of the closet. Now you see churches having homosexual bathrooms, and you have restaurants having these different things. You have people getting divorces maybe after 6 weeks of marriage. I mean, it's when the hard times come, it's over. But what have they gone away from? One honest and true thing, instead of pointing at them and say, look what you did wrong. Look at all these things. I can look back and I see now why our pastor has told us. We are living in a day of deception. We are being deceived. Do you think the deceiver is just going to come out and just openly say it's the devil or it's the works of the flesh? No. It was a time of darkness when they came out of a closet. It was a time of darkness when little things begin to come to pass. It was little things that used to take place in the churches. And God will have to tell you that one, because I don't want to put no one under law. They'll say that I am. But things that people do when they come into the house of God. They did it in only little things. But I remember giving a message in Colorado. And I said, I'm telling you, one day I knew by God, this stuff, when you feed the lust of the flesh and you keep feeding that flesh, it's going to grow and it's going to grow. And the darkness is going to get darker and it's going to come out a little bit more. You see, because the dark, you can't really see it unless you do one thing. Walk in the Spirit. Walk in the light. Jesus said, I am the light. Now he's telling us, you are the light of this world. And we find that in Philippians chapter 2. He said, let your light shine in this perverse and dark generation. What is happening? In Matthew 24, where did he tell me to go? Matthew 24, I don't even know where. But he said in Matthew 24, they were being deceived. And, hold on. 24 verse 5? Yeah. Yes. We're going up to 4. And Jesus answered and says to them, take heed that no man deceive you. No man deceive you. I am Christ, and there is the one. Many shall come in my name, and they're in the churches. They're coming in everywhere on your jobs. You can't even say Christmas anymore. I'm not going to stop saying Christmas. If I lose my job, okay, fine. It is Christmas. We don't have to shy back and let the darkness take over. We need to hold that fast which thou hast. And I'm not talking about a crown. I'm talking about hold that fast which you have. Don't let anyone take your crown. But without the word of truth and standing in truth, there won't be a crown. That is the only way we have to overcome through one man, the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, you take heed that no man deceive you. Many are coming in my name, and they're saying, I am Christ, and they're going to deceive many. And you're going to hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled. Be not troubled. When you see bad things coming to pass and all these things that are happening, we aren't to be troubled. And I know Matthew 24 can go to the very end of the time, but I'm telling you, it starts somewhere. We're already hearing about wars, rumors of wars. We already are hearing about the iniquity. Spirit of iniquity doth already work. But that bride, the one who's in oneness, is holding back that until they're gone. It's going to be held back. Those winds one day are going to blow. When the Lord says, it's time, it's time. Many will come in my name, but they're going to be deceiving. All these things, he said, it must come to pass. But he said, I don't want you trouble. It was my grandson. What if we fall back? What if we do make a mistake? There's a fear there. And I said, you know why you're fearing this? God will want you to know. The reason you're fearing is because you're looking at your own flesh. You're looking at your ability. You're looking about what you could fail at. We are to turn our eyes upon Jesus. That is where our strength. That's my hope. He's my sanctifier. He is my healer. He wants to be everything in our life. When you put your confidence is in him, when you start feeling fear or you see deception, get on your knees. Why? Prayer changes things. What are the things we wish would change? When I look at this continuing on, and it's going all the way to the end with the Antichrist, when he sets himself up as God, he sets himself up as the Christ, the Antichrist. He sets himself up. He's already been working. It's already here. These things, little, but it all comes to what? Fruition. It's going to grow. It's going to get greater. But where is she going to be? The one that's been holding back and holding fast that which she has. She's doing it for him. She's not doing it to get this reward. She's doing it because she's learning to fall in love with Jesus for who he is. Not what he does. Who is he? He is the lover of our heart. And as I keep going, I looked at Cain and Abel. wrath. He was angry. He was jealous. He became a rage. And he killed his brother. He slew him. We're living in that day today. We are living in that day. I have seen people, because you owed me a pack of cigarettes, I'm going to shoot you dead. That's murder. And all those things are happening. What is that? The darkness. And I say, where is the light? There's an apostasy. They're falling away from truth. That's why it's happening. The love of many, it says in Matthew 24, they're going to wax cold. The love of many is wax cold. When love is not there, let it not be said of us. Say, Lord, I love you because you first loved me. I love his people because he loved me. If he can love me with all those failures and take my place on that cross, why do I find it so difficult to love the saints of God? Love them. Because I tell you, love is never going to fail. You keep loving them for who they are and where they are, because that's how he sees us. He knows we have need to grow. Take heed. Take heed, lest you fall. We need to take heed of what we're listening to. Take heed of so many things. I thought of the little by little, just a little here and a little there, a little line upon line. A little error gonna lead to more error. A little deception is gonna lead to more deception. He's an imitator of Christ. Jesus said it's gonna be line upon line. A lot of people say, well, you need to be grown up. You need to this. I go, my Bible tells me it's a little here and a little there, and he is growing me up. He's bringing us in to eternal, that eternal destiny, enjoying eternal life. These are the things that they're missing out on because of the apostasy. And I'm not up here saying I'm so holy and I'm so good. We can all fall short of the glory of God if we choose to walk after the flesh. We're to walk in the Spirit, the Spirit's power. The Holy Ghost sent me here last night, and I'll tell you, I was shouting it all through my house. What meaneth this babble and commotion? For some seem like they're drunken with new wine. Is it only a new religious notion? No, it is the promised mighty power divine. Why did God send the power? Why did Jesus say, I'm going away, but I'm going to send another comforter to you? Let me tell you, the power of the Holy Ghost, it is so much more than speaking in tongues. It is so much more than just feeling this ecstasy and this wonderful stuff. That all is a part of it. You're going to enjoy it, but then you're going to keep growing and you're going to see, why is the Spirit so important? I always remember that revelation. I fell, body, soul, and spirit. Body, soul, and spirit. Jesus didn't raise me up again to do the same thing over. He raised me up a spirit, a soul, and a body that I will receive. The finishing of redemption. Why did he send the Holy Ghost? Mighty power, the Spirit's power, gift of God. It's bestowed from heaven, a plentiful shower. Let us sing of the Pentecostal power. I'll tell you what, when you really know what the power of the Holy Ghost has come to do, it'll make you shout to the rooftop. It'll make you so excited because he's going to show you things that you haven't seen, why he filled you with the power of the Holy Ghost. This power was sent to give us victory all the way. All the way. He wants us to enjoy the victory that he has wrought for us. He wants us to have what? An abundant life. An abundant life. When he says, I want you to have an abundant life, most people in the churches are preaching, you give, you'll get. You give, you'll get. Oh, we got to have money. It is not just money. This is a true inner peace, a true calm, a true rest. It's wonderful to know by the power of the Holy Ghost leading in his word, you are loved. You're not just loved. You're loved with an everlasting love. This came out on my phone call this morning. 2 Corinthians 5:17. You are a new creation. Old things are passed away. All things become new. Everything, spirit, soul, body. You're going to keep getting this more and more in an abundant life. This means not just having life. You can have eternal life. I want abundant life. I want to know him in his fullness. Everything Jesus did was for every one of us, that we could become the bride of Jesus, the Son of God. God is doing a work. God is preparing this woman. She's going to have trials. That's why I love that when she said, I will go. She doesn't even know where she's headed to. She didn't ask how long. How long is it going to take? She just said, I'm willing to go with Eliezer. And he didn't put her in a Cadillac or whatever, a limousine. He didn't do that. He put her on a camel. Trials, troubles, uncomfortable. But where's her inner peace? It's in knowing. You can marry Isaac. You can marry Jesus. He did all this for us. He laid down his life for the brethren. Why? So we could have that life and have it more abundantly. Oh, let's see. Oh my gosh. I'm telling you, there is so much in this stuff today. Go to Ephesians chapter 5. This was our study. And I used to think, well, gosh, I don't want Ray to think I'm up here redoing what he did. No, Ray should want us to do that. We should be in this word of God, and if someone is teaching us, we are digging it out. We go in. There's more gold in them there hills. That's what Eula always told me. You like what I've given you? There's more gold in them there hills, but you must dig for them. You must go in. Labor to enter into that rest. As I went into Ephesians 5, I can remember as he was teaching this. First in Ephesians 5:22, he's going to go in all about the fruit of the Spirit. All the different things. The one thing he's had on my heart lately is tenderhearted. Tenderhearted. You see, we can't just bypass these things. This is a life. It's the life that you now live. You should be forgiving. You should be long-suffering, patience. I had someone do something just this week. I'm going to tell you what, I wanted to slap them. That's my flesh. But God knows our heart. Is that what's going to fix a problem? You're going to fight the flesh with the flesh? There's no winner. There's no winner. Only Christ. Overcome evil with good, and all good things are from above. He is good. Don't be weary in your well-doing. I'm telling you, I'm looking for this so bad. Hold on just a minute. No wonder I'm in the wrong place. I'm where AJ have you. Ephesians chapter 5. Now, you've got to get this. Ephesians, this is you. This is where he's raised you up to. When you get in the word, he said he raised him up far above principalities and powers and everything. You have been quickened. You have made alive. He made us to sit together in heavenly places. How did you do that, Lord? What are you talking about, Lord? Are you even enjoying that? Are you planted here on this earth, enjoying all the pleasures of sin just for a moment? All these things, earthly things, are we just enjoying those pleasures? It's only but for a moment. What I want is to really enter into this, and I can't even make myself do this. But the one who loves me is. He's doing this again, taking all these desires away again and replacing it with him and him alone. You'll love it when he does that. We need to redeem the time in Ephesians 5, 15. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. And if we haven't seen they're evil, and we've already seen they're getting worse and worse. Love of many waxing cold. Where there is no love, we already see where hate, envy, bitterness, jealousy, we already see what that'll do. Wherefore, don't be unwise. Don't be unwise. Be understanding. Understand what the will of God is, the will of the Lord is. Be not drunk with wine wherein excess, but be ye filled. Okay? Now, we've already heard about being filled with the Holy Ghost. But this is so, I've already done this once, but I really felt led of God to say it again. I didn't get it the first time. I didn't get it the 20th time. But I got it when God said, that's it. It's coming to fruition. Be filled with the Spirit. And when you're filled with the Spirit, he doesn't say, and speak with tongues. It's all in its order, God's order. That's what happened to all these people. They got it out of God's order. Go to Corinthians. He puts it all in order. But we have to learn that first. Then we go into Galatians, Ephesians. Then we're the lovers of the race. We got to grow to this place. Many out there don't even know there's a race. They don't even know that. They already think they're the bride. When I was at the Baptist church, that's what they preached. The whole church is the bride, period. There isn't going to be all these separate resurrections and coming out of. Paul told me there's an early resurrection coming out from among the resurrected ones. He said in here, he goes, if you're filled with the Spirit, speak to yourselves in psalms and in hymns, spiritual songs, not earthly, vain songs that go to just the emotions. You're going to hear this, but you better have the Word of God to stand on. Well, at least they're getting some to come to know the Lord, singing rock music and headbanger music or whatever. We are not to be conformed to this world. We are supposed to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. What is God's perfect? He wants us to sing spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your hearts to the Lord. Many are making melody and making it sound so beautiful, but they're doing it unto man. We have to do it as unto the Lord. Everything we do, you all have a calling. We've all been called. What are we doing with our calling? I didn't say gifts, our calling. We've been called into eternal life. Are we enjoying it? Or am I getting so caught up, I gotta have a gift? I gotta have this. I gotta have that. No. Love him. Your first love. Get back to loving just him. And don't get caught up with the things of this earth and be entangled with all these affairs. You give thanks for all things unto God. Give to God and the Father. When you're filled with the power of the Holy Ghost, you're going to come to a revelation of you have a heavenly Father, and he loves you, A lot of people see him as God over the universe. If you do wrong, he's going to strike you down. I was taught that a long time ago. I don't like that no more. I love to be loved. And if there's anybody who does, there are people who don't want to be loved. That's the truth. They won't let you love them. Well, don't hate them. Wait till they're ready to be loved. Maybe they don't even understand. That's what I've learned from Isaiah. People think, oh, well, because they're going to church for 20 years and they know and they this and they that. What about us who doesn't even understand it? And you go way over our head and you won't even come down to our level to teach us the way you were taught. You didn't learn all this overnight. It was by God's grace. Grace, more of Jesus and his grace, we know. More of his grace, we are going to show it. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. I used to read this, and it says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. You need to be filled. You've got to be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. You'll come into this submission. It all is in right order. It's perfect. We learned about the husband as the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. He is the savior of the body. And I wrote down some of these things. It was like when Ray was saying them, I know what they were because it was in my heart. I am perfecting you. I am loving you. I am going to nourish you. I'm going to protect you. I'm going to be that tree that you sit under in the shadow and you get to be in the coolness of the breeze because I'm going to take the heat for you. Those trials, all those things, I want you to have an inner calm and a rest that you can stay seated and stop trying to fix everything. Rest in the beloved. Love him. He's worth it all. But he wants to do this. He gave himself for it, that he might sanctify. I'm doing the sanctification. He did it provisionally, and we are learning it in practicality. Cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word, that he might present to himself a glorious church, not having spot or a wrinkle or any such thing, that it should be holy. The new man is holy. Now we know in Galatians, they will save. Oh, foolish Galatians, who bewitched you? Why are you now trying to put yourself under law that you can keep yourself and take you the rest of the journey? You couldn't even start the journey. Why do you think you can finish it? He's the author. He is the finisher of faith. Holy, without blemish. Blemish is fault. You see, without blame. And I think that's without blame in here, this life, and without blame to anybody else. As I already seen in the beginning of the book, he dealt with every one of them. So what, men, when you hear all this that he wants to do, when you decide to be a husband, when you decide that you want to be the wife, be filled with the Holy Ghost, because it's power. It's the power of God. And he said, men, you ought to love your wife as your own body. No man ever hated himself. He doesn't want to bring harm to himself. He doesn't want to talk mean to himself. He wants to love her, cherish her, be so good to her. I don't think there's a woman alive, if the women let the men take their place, that she wouldn't want to bow down. She wouldn't want to worship, be there in adoration and love, and look what my husband can do. Proverbs 31, she praised him in the gates. Men, no man ever hated his own flesh, but he nourished it. I'll provide the food that's needed, but also I want to teach you not just I love you. I want to show you I love you in word and in deed. I'm going to nourish you. I'm going to feed you. I got to get in the Word of God because I love Jesus and I want my wife to know truth. That is the protection of our home. And cherish it. Care for it. Nurture it. Even as the Lord has done for the church. That was some sacrificial love. Sacrificial. I can honestly say after 53 years, 54, there's sacrificial love in there. How can you still love if someone has done such a terrible mistake? Because you said, I love you. See, love is deep. Love is so deep. And you grow in that love. Grow up in love. Grow up. But he's a nourisher. He's a cherisher. He has the example set right before him. Even as the Lord, the church. We are members of the body of his flesh and his bones. For this cause, a man, you're going to leave your father. You're going to leave your mother. You're going to be joined to your wife. Two shall be one. Eula Young used to say to her husband, if he would say anything naughty to her or maybe raise his voice, she'd say, William, why are you yelling at yourself? Because they were one. And she knew it and she took it to heart. You don't want to say things to me that'll hurt me. I thought you loved me. I thought I was supposed to bring honor to my husband. If I'm trying to be the head of the house, I'm not honoring my husband. I'm taking all the honor and all the trials and everything, the heat. We're taking it all upon us. We don't have to. Sit down and enjoy the place God has given you. This is a great mystery. I speak concerning Christ and the church. It may be hidden to many, but what do we have the power of the Holy Ghost for? He's going to lead you and guide you into all truth. The natural man cannot understand spiritual things, but we have the power of the Holy Spirit. He's going to reveal, unveil that truth. Open it up so you can see it. Don't ever worry when you say people compare themselves one with another. I wish I could see that like you see it. Oh, I wish I could get it like you get it. You're going to get it the same way. You see, he's not a respecter of persons. That is the life you're supposed to be living. If someone walks in this meeting and they have poor apparel, and they maybe don't smell as good as you do, or maybe they're not the same color as you, how are you going to act when somebody walks in that door? Are you going to be a respecter of persons? Because James says, have not the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ and be a respecter of persons. Because when I do that, I become a judge. I become a judge, judging them. Tell you what, I remember Roger's son. I just heard him talk. The first thing that stood out was his tattoos and his piercings and his whatever. But then I heard his voice. I went, there's a tender guy right here. Most people, and I'm telling you, it's easy to do. Get your eyes off them like you want them to get their eyes off your flesh. They just want in lust a different way. And I'm not making excuses. They did it. Everyone's doing all kinds of stuff. It's getting worse and it's going to get worse. I keep telling everyone, it's going to get worse. That's what my Bible says. worse and worse and worse. Never go, oh, I hope it don't get too much worse. Let me tell you, don't think it's strange, this fiery trial that is going to try you. It's not an easy road. She's going to be tried, but it's purification. She wants to be purified for that day. She wants to be corrected by the word of God. It may not feel good. It didn't feel good to me either. Never has. But when you begin to see why he's doing it, you're going to see why you should be in submission and bow the knee. Humble yourselves. Cast all your care upon him. If it's a care to you, it's a care to him. But he wants to take care of it for you. You see people in your family that you wish would change. Talking about them ain't going to change them. It's not going to change it. You can tell the most religious whoever all the stuff your family does or whatever. Let me tell you what, there's not one family alike. But God is using each family to grow up his people. Each family. The good and the bad. He used the raven to feed Elijah. Well, now, why wouldn't he feed him good stuff? God can bless, and God can use anything he wants. It's how are you receiving? How are you accepting what's happening in this life? Don't go along with them. You don't have to. You don't have to go along with them. Because if you really let your light shine, they want what you have. They want what you have. That's why all this, Cain wanted what his brother had. That's why he became so angry with him. And that's why he murdered him. He just let it all get out of hand. And the word of God said, don't love the way Cain loved his brother. We want to show love, show respect. And I still say, you're not going to do this in yourself. That's what I'm getting out of this Ephesians 5. You've been blessed with all spiritual blessings, but be filled. Be filled with the Holy Ghost continually. That's how you're going to submit. That's how you're going to submit to your brothers and your sisters in your own home. That's how you're going to submit to brothers and sisters in his house. It's everywhere. It's still one body. One body. I'm thankful that we have the truth to share one with another, because he said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. What life are we living? We can't live a double one, because if we do, that's when you can easily fall. Let's all stand.